Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Meet the Minister on Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9. Also live on the internet at WFCOFM.com. Great to have you with us wherever you are in the world. Thank you for choosing WFCO as your station of choice this afternoon, and I trust your day is going well. We have in studio a relatively new minister to Lancaster and Fairfield County. His name, Travis Dean. He's with the Lancaster Seventh-day Adventist Church. Welcome to 90.9, Travis.
Thank you, Steve. It's a blessing to be here.
I should welcome you to Lancaster and Fairfield County. You're new to this area.
I am.
Just been in town two or three months.
We arrived September 18.
How about that? So welcome to the area. You'll discover it's a great place to live, to worship, to work, to raise a family, go to school, all of that kind of thing. You're going to like it here.
Thank you. We have enjoyed it so far.
Outstanding. And we welcome you to this area. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from a little town called Boone's Mill, Virginia. It is near Roanoke, Virginia, in the Blue Ridge Mountains area.
Wow, that is a gorgeous area of the United States.
I agree.
I've been down through the Blue Ridge Mountains a time or two, and wow, beautiful, beautiful stuff down there. And what did your parents do for a living there?
My parents ran a business. It was actually a bakery. They baked whole grain breads, granola. It was a self-supporting business.
Yeah. Neat. You say that with a smile. That must mean that Travis Dean likes that kind of stuff.
I'm a bread lover.
Outstanding. Well, you almost have to be in the family, right?
That's
any brothers
right.
or sisters in your family?
I have an older brother and also an older sister.
You like saying older, don't you?
Yes, I am the youngest.
That's just something about the sound of it I like. I have an older sister as well, and I enjoy saying that. And so you're the baby of the family. And did you get married at some point?
I did. We got married September 4, 2005.
Very good. So when you came here September the 18th, you had just celebrated your fourth wedding anniversary.
That is correct.
I have Travis. What's your wife's first name?
Cecilia.
Cecilia. Easy for you to say. Travis and Cecilia. Have you been blessed with children?
We have. Our oldest is Elijah. He is going to be 3 in February. And our daughter is Abigail, and she is 8 months old.
Very good. Well, congratulations on the new one there.
Thank you.
Be able to experience her first Christmas this year. That's always a special time, for
yes.
sure. How did you come to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
I will try to answer that in a very short way. First of all, I will say that I was raised in the church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church specifically. There's not a time as a child that I can recall a specific day when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. However, I will qualify that by saying after I actually became a pastor in 2001, December the 1st, is when I personally believe that I understood the gospel for myself in its clarity as never before in my life, and I accepted it with wholehearted faith of what Jesus Christ has done for me completely by his grace and just reached out by faith and accepted that. That, to me, in my life, is kind of a reconversion or a time when I believed in Christ as an adult that has forever changed my life.
Yeah, outstanding. If you're just joining us, this is Travis Dean. He's the brand new pastor at the Lancaster Seventh-day Adventist Church on State Route 188 here in Lancaster. You talked about accepting the call into ministry, kind of helping to reestablish the depth of your faith in Jesus. Explain to us what that moment was.
That moment took place when I was, like I said, in my first pastorate district. I was under a lot of stress at that time as a pastor for various reasons. And these difficulties and challenges drove me to God to see what was wrong with my faith. There was something lacking there, that I was not able to be a healthy Christian in these circumstances. And I kept looking in a lot of different directions of things that I could do to improve the situation. And finally, God brought me down so low that all I could see was the cross, and that's where I first saw the light.
Yeah, yeah, outstanding. And so you kind of accept that strengthening of your call and really making that reconnection or recommitment to Jesus Christ. In the Seventh-day Adventist Church, a lot of times they go to some schooling in that process. Did Travis Dean do that?
Yes, I graduated from Southern Adventist University in Collegedale, Tennessee, which is near Chattanooga, which happens to be where I just moved from. I had moved back in 2004. I had moved away after I graduated in 1999 and took on a church in New Mexico. But I did receive my bachelor's of theology there.
Very good. So you were doing some pastoral ministry and then said, hey, I got to head back there and get some schooling. And so you got that schooling. So how long were you in New Mexico?
I was there for 3 years. Yeah. And as a clarification, I actually went there after I graduated. I graduated in 1999, went to New Mexico in July of 1999.
Outstanding. Thank you for that correction.
Yes.
And so you must have really enjoyed the weather there in New Mexico.
I did. It was a novelty. It was a completely different type of climate than here in the East.
Yeah.
So it was an exciting time. I was up for an adventure. I was fresh out of college, wanted something challenging and new, and that was exactly what it was.
It was both, wasn't it? It was challenging and new.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Outstanding. And so you finished out there 3 years from 1999 to 2002. Is that right?
That is correct.
And then what happened next? You headed back towards Tennessee.
Well, I actually moved to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My dad's family is all from the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area,
okay.
And my parents had moved to Pennsylvania from Virginia. My brother was actually living there as well, and I had this was a transition time in my career when I had this second conversion experience, you might call it. It changed my outlook on ministry. I realized at that time that to be fully committed to God and ministry, I did not need to be a full-time pastor, that a layperson can be just as fully spiritual as a pastor can be. So I actually began carpentry work at that time with my brother.
Neat. Outstanding. So you're working together there in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened next?
Well, that's when my now wife came back into the picture.
Uh-huh.
She has family in Buffalo, New York. She never moved away from the Chattanooga area where we went to school. We went to school together.
Okay.
At college. And on her way up to see her family in Buffalo, New York, she stopped to see me in Pittsburgh,
uh-huh.
Pennsylvania, and that started a spark, and we continued our relationship over the phone since we were two
right.
different geographic locations.
Quite a few hundred miles apart.
Right.
Yeah.
So I am continuing carpentry, but as our relationship progresses, I make the decision to move back to Tennessee where she lives.
Okay. Very good. And so in 2005, you get married. Is that right?
That is correct.
And what happened next? Were you doing some carpentry work there in Tennessee?
That is correct. I continued in carpentry work up through, I would say, May of 2009 is about my last month in carpentry work.
Okay.
So about 7 years exact.
Yeah, very good. And then the Lord is stirring your heart, and you're ready now to kind of dive back into pastoral ministry. Is that what happened?
Amen. I'll explain briefly how I got back into the pastoral work. There was some time that I had to reflect on what God was calling me to do with my life. And there is a lot about carpentry I enjoy. I still would love to go frame a house.
Uh-huh.
But I felt convicted by God that this career was not utilizing the gifts that he'd given me to my fullest extent. And the specific calling I felt that God had given me, a focus of ministry, was counseling. So as a transition into that direction, I felt the Lord call me. There was one time specifically as I was actually reading my own conversion experience, you might say, I had typed it up as an article.
Uh-huh.
The Lord just impressed on my heart that he was going to call me back into the ministry. That was a couple years in fulfillment.
Sure.
But, there was a definite call by God to come back into pastoral ministry. But this time the focus is a little bit different and more the counseling aspect.
I see. Very good. And that path led you to Lancaster here in September. And we're certainly very privileged to have you here. What's one of the great passions of your heart as a pastor? Would it be in the counseling area?
That is for sure. I feel a great need for people to be mentored, to be helped along in their spiritual journey to the spiritual life is far from easy, and I feel like there are a lot of great needs out there for Christians to be counseled from God's Word, from the standpoint of the gospel. There's a lot of counselors out there who do not have that perspective, and I believe as a Christian that is a unique perspective we have in counseling, is how the Bible describes who we are, how we need Christ, how the gospel has provided everything that we need. Every need that we have has been provided by Jesus Christ. And that, to me, is what I get passionate about, in helping people discover that for themselves.
Outstanding. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is called that because you gather together for worship on the seventh day of the week,
yes,
being Saturday, also called the Sabbath. Explain to us the focus on worshiping on the Saturday, the Sabbath, as opposed to worshiping on Sunday.
Okay. There are several ways I can explain. I'll briefly mention, we do believe the Ten Commandments are still in effect, all ten, including the seventh day is the Sabbath. We believe that that is a identifying mark of God as our Creator. He created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, so we honor that seventh day in memory of His creative work and how He rested from His work. And to me, as a Christian today, I rest on the Sabbath. The main meaning it has for me is I'm resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ in saving me. Just as He rested on creation week, He rested in the tomb on the seventh day Sabbath and was resurrected on Sunday. So it's throughout the Bible, I see it as a day of rest in God's finished work.
Yeah, and that's kind of that connection between the Old Testament and New Testament,
yes,
as well. What's the future hold for the Lancaster Seventh-day Adventist Church?
I believe the Lancaster Seventh-day Adventist Church has a definite calling by God to be a blessing to the people that live in Lancaster. That is our mission field, and as I believe every church in Lancaster has, this town is our mission field. And then specifically, I believe that we are to bring the love of Jesus Christ to the Lancaster people. We have our distinct beliefs, as you mentioned, as a Sabbath, which I believe are wonderful blessings that add on to Jesus Christ's and understanding what He has done. But I believe our primary purpose here is to bring people to Jesus Christ.
And you do that in a couple of ways. You have a Seventh-day Adventist school there that meets in the church building. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And so another way to connect with the community. And then the Good Neighbor Thrift Store, I believe that is on Cedar Hill Road. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Here in town, and kind of a new location for the Good Neighbor Thrift Store. So there's a couple of ways right there that you're already connecting with the community.
Amen. Yes, we are blessed to have our church school. One of the blessings of children who are members of our church or whose parents are members of our church are allowed to go to school there free of charge. And a lot of how that takes place is through the thrift store. The thrift store, you know, funds the school. So that's a real blessing. And that is an also an opportunity to reach out to the community. Many people are referred to our thrift store by Job and Family Services.
Sure.
So it is a definite ministry to our community.
Yeah, neat connection there. We're about out of time here. How would folks get a hold of Travis Dean or the Seventh-day Adventist Church if they would like maybe to participate in some counseling ministry or just simply worship with the Seventh-day Adventist Church folks?
I would be happy to receive any emails personally as the pastor of the Lancaster Seventh-day Adventist Church. Our email address is T_C_Dean, it's my last name, @hotmail.com. And our church is located, as you mentioned, on Route 188, just before you reach Coon Path, coming from downtown.
Yeah, very good. Are you going to tell us what the C stands for in Travis C. Dean, or is that a secret?
I'll leave it a secret.
There you go. Okay. We like secrets here at 90.9, so we'll just keep that a secret. T_C_Dean@hotmail.com, the Travis Dean email. Thank you, Pastor Travis,
You're
for
welcome.
Coming in, sharing a little bit about your life, kind of being a little transparent with us. We appreciate that, and a little bit about your ministry. We trust the Lord's continued blessing on you and the Seventh-day Adventist Church here in town. I pastor Pleasant Chapel Church of God, and And you folks there at Seventh-day Adventist Church were very, very gracious to us for 2.5 years as we were building our building, worshiping in your facility, Sunday worshipers, as you refer to us. And it was a great partnership. It was a wonderful, wonderful meeting together of people who have the same purpose, the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I think a great example to the community about how people can work together for the common good. So thank you on behalf of the church for your blessings to us at Pleasant Chapel.
Well, it's been our pleasure. We appreciate working with you as well, and thank you for this opportunity.
You're welcome. That's Pastor Travis Dean. He's the brand new pastor of the Lancaster Seventh-day Adventist Church here in town, State Route 188, just south of Coon Path Road. You can contact the church by phone at 687-1741. That's 740-687-1741. Or check them out on the web at lovinghope.com. Join us next week at this exact same time as we'll talk to another individual who ministers to us here in our community. Until then, have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you for joining us for our Meet the Minister program today. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, or you have an idea of some minister that we should meet here at Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9, feel free to contact us. We can be reached by phone at 740-689-0909. Or by email. That address is wfco@wfcofm.com. If you'd like to send a letter, our address is 201 South Broad Street, Studio 303, Lancaster 43130. You can get your own copy of this program by going to our website, wfcofm.com, and clicking on the downloads page. Let's get together again next week at the same time as we meet the minister on Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9 and WFCOFM.com.